Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Here Now show. Today is Friday, January 11th, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tina. I'm so excited. And John was going to be joining, and unfortunately, some family situation occurred, so he will not be able to join the show tonight. So I say just everyone send him good, you know, positive thoughts and love. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're here to help people, but we are human and have, you know, human things going on in our family. So just send him lots of love. Tonight, I just want to kind of talk about, we're going to go over a little bit about, I realized I never really talked about my background in terms of how I got into mediumship. And then Tina and I were going to talk a little bit about just our process. I know that we've had a lot of callers that call in that, generally speaking, anyone who is really connected to the spiritual realm in any way, shape, or form has some sort of connection and they're getting some information. And so I think, I don't know, Tina, if you can attest to this as well, but for myself personally, I never want people to have to rely on myself or any other person for their truths, right? So I think in general, yeah, we give messages of guidance and we want to help. And I do believe that each medium sort of comes with their own, like I'm developing in a way that is really not what I expected when I started this journey, but I'm so thankful because I feel like it's in true essence and honoring what I hold of highest value for really being able to help people. And so I think everyone has a little bit of a different gift. I think of like community property, right? We all have a gift to offer to each other. And so I think as much as we can raise our consciousness and develop our own selves, I think it's just for the greater good of everyone. So I think that's the biggest thing that the takeaway. So I'll talk a little bit about just my background and how I came into mediumship and just this path that I'm on. And then we'll go over that and then we'll jump into some calls. But I want to talk a little bit about that because it's so relevant. I think a lot of people, you know, we go on and we kind of live our day-to-day lives. And I mean, growing up, I felt like, to some extent, I was always fairly connected. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I did Sunday school, and I always kind of felt like I didn't quite resonate with what I was being told. Like I was never someone who, well, this is what it is, and I'm just supposed to believe it. I've always considered myself a truth seeker, and I'm still a skeptic. I mean, that's why with my mediumship and spirit, I test spirit all the time. I'm like, if you're going to tell me to tell something to someone, you need to back it up. You need to give me some sort of proof. You need to give something because I'm just skeptical. I need that validation. And so, for me, just kind of growing up, that was my experience. But I always felt like I was talking. I always felt like I had help along the way, talking, communicating to. I always call them they, but it's really just kind of the presence of spirit. And for me personally, it, you know, the long journey. It's funny, John Edward. I always watch Crossing Over. I always watch Bewitched. Any show that was about anything that was, quote unquote, you know, different. I always was very much into that. And I was fascinated. My dad, we would always, my sort of weekend activity as a family, we would always go to the library. And so I would sit for hours reading books about this stuff, as well as, you know, Princess Diana, something about her, I have to say, she fascinated me. So, you know, I got grounded and, read those books. And then I would come, you know, embraced by the light, all of those things. They were just, I just really wanted to understand what truth was, you know, what that was. And I didn't, just because I read the words in the book doesn't mean that it became my truth. I took it in and I kind of, what do I believe about this? So long story short, you know, this kind of through adolescence, I had all these experiences. Well, eventually after the birth of my second child, my daughter, she was very different. There was something that was, I just couldn't, didn't know. It was a very, very frustrating. I think anyone who knows has kind of that greatest teacher, they frustrate the hell out of you. There's something about them but they're your greatest teachers. You know, they push you in ways that is just very uncomfortable, but it makes you grow in so many ways. And so I experienced that with my daughter. And to this day, I'm like, you know, you're the one who's responsible for me getting into this. So we spent about 10 years trying to get her help, trying to figure out what's going on, like why she eventually was diagnosed on the spectrum, so sensory processing disorder. And it's basically, she was hypersensitive to tactile, to sounds, smells, I mean, you name it. It was a very stressful environment, and a lot of times, you know, her going to school, she would come back home and take that on. She even recalled as a child feeling the frustration and anger from her teacher, because her teacher had gotten had some family issues going on. And this is years later, her telling me this. It's fascinating. But that stuff as a child, she didn't understand what was happening, couldn't process it. So after about 10 years, every doctor was like, look, we can't help her, put her on antidepressants, just there's nothing you could do, just kind of, you know, pill it away, so to speak. And I didn't feel right. Like it's something, it just didn't feel right. And eventually after the birth of my son, I was like, I got to get this fixed. I have to figure out what is happening, because it was causing so much strife in our family. And So we eventually, I don't know, through a series of weird synchronicities, we ended up with a neuropsychologist. And after a series of brain tests, he was someone who kind of alluded to, you know, being into the spiritual realm. And he was talked about aura pictures. And I thought, well, this is fascinating. It's a medical doctor, Western doctor talking about this stuff. And he eventually basically said, you know, he said some sort of medical term, and I was like, okay, I don't understand what that means. And he basically said, she's psychic. And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, there's something in like the frontal lobe or something in her brain that's activated to where, don't lie to her, because she'll always know what you're thinking. And the reason why you've had so much stress in your lives with her is because of the fact that she takes on so much. So that's sort of the scientific, like if you were looking at spiritual versus scientific, he was coming at it from a scientific perspective. And it blew the roof off the house. We were like, what? And this was our whole family was engaged in this and understood, like, it just opened up so much for us. And so basically, you know, the doctor, instead of like trying to prescribe medicine, it was like, help her develop it, help her understand. And so I eventually took her to one of our first mediumship, it was like a class just to kind of understand. And she came with me, and I ended up like the first exercise, it was like, boom, everything right on. And I'm like, what? And so it just literally opened up the door to me being accepting of this. It was like something inside of me pushed all of this down, because it was quote unquote unacceptable, or, you know, the judgment associated to, and when we're young, we're always afraid of judgment, right? I think a lot of developing mediums really start to come out around their 30s and 40s, because they're at the point where it's like, look, I don't care anymore what people think. I am who I am, and I have to honor that. And if I can help one person in this life, then I'll take the criticism of 10,000 people. And so I think, you know, getting to that point in life, it was like, you know what, this is about helping my child, and I don't really care about what other people think. And eventually I found I was not only able to help my child, but help myself and other people as well. And so it's just interesting, because who would have known? I mean, that was 10 years of, you know, feeling like I'm in this, like, what are we going to do? And I feel like it was part of the resistance that I had within myself. And so, you know, allowing her to be her and me to be me, it's changed our family a lot. And so I'm so grateful for that. Wow. And it's amazing how everyone has a path in which they get into it differently. Yeah. I mean, you had a lot of people, there's a catalyst, right? Yours was the passing of a loved one. And so I think the point being is that, you know, a lot of times we hear like, we want to put ourselves into a box, or, well, this person was this, so this. It doesn't matter. However you come to your awakening and step into your power, so to speak, honor that. There's a reason for it, and your time is your time. It's not nobody else's time. And so I think it shows up when you most need it and when you're most ready. I would not have been ready for this in adolescence. I actually remember one time in school doing a show and tell, that I brought tarot cards to school. and me and the girl did it, and people are probably like, what the heck? But it was before I thought, like, that I would be judged. And at some point in life, you kick on the, oh, crap, I'm being judged, and you become aware, unfortunately. And so, but I guess the point being is that I put on that outer shell because I wasn't ready for that. And now I'm at a point in my life where I'm still a little, but even in the last year, that the way that I've sort of stepped out, it is what it is, right? I am who I am. So, and I think, in terms of the other topic I want to make sure we all discuss, because this is all, to me, is all relevant to the people that, anyone who listens to this, there's something within you that's calling to you. There's something within you. And so I would just say, look at that. What's your fear? Is it if you can help one person, does it matter what other people think? And Spirit has always told me, people are going to, human, the part of the human process, and this is not being negative by any stretch of the means, but everyone, we as humans, we judge. That's just what we do. And that's okay. But it's knowing that everyone's going to judge, right? And so you might as well just step into your power and own that. So I think that's important. So I guess, Tina, for you, knowing, how you came across your journey and how you connect, I guess explain a little bit about your process, because I think we're all different, right? You may connect differently and I may connect differently. And I think it's important for people to understand that just because one person does it this way doesn't mean we all do it. So how do you really kind of connect with Spirit and get that information?
Well, for me, I get a lot of, my two dominant clairs are clairvoyance and clairaudience. So clairvoyance is, seeing the pictures in my mind. It's in my third eye. And it goes like a movie screen. So they're really quick flashes. Sometimes they're slowed down, when I ask Spirit to kind of slow it down. But, for the most part, it's just these quick flashes of things. And it's not only for mediumship, but psychically as well. And then I'll get the clairaudience, and then I can hear Spirit. And sometimes what it sounds like it's like at the end of a tunnel. And other times it's been, I can hear in my ear, and I can hear, it's not the voice of me, it's somebody else. So I might get like the tone of the voice, whether it be male or female, so it's a little bit different for me. When I first started out, it was my own voice. But as time went on and I started working on that clair, it just got stronger and stronger. There's only been a few times where I've actually heard a voice in a 3D. And, there was an experience where I had, it's a very long story, but it was for a safety thing that was happening. And so I heard my name being called out, and the sound where it was, the location of the sound, I really couldn't pinpoint it because it sounded like I was standing in a dome. And so I liken that to, that's my angel talking to me right now. And, so I was able to turn around, stop what I was doing, and, go back to safety in this situation. So it was really profound because I just remember that happening. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and it was a female voice, and it was something I'll never forget. And then, there's always connecting with clairsentience, and I'll get like goosebumps, especially like a confirmation if I get something right. I might feel the energy of the Spirit around me, and so sometimes I'll feel like a tickle. Sometimes I feel like they're sitting right in my lap. Other times I feel like a little tap on my shoulder. So there's different sensations, and sometimes I'll get smelled also. And so it's, and then there's that knowing, and that's the claircognizance, right? And it's just that gut feeling, that just knowing something, and you can't really explain why you know it, but you just know it. And, so it's four clairs, but my dominant clairs are the clairvoyance and the clairaudience. And so I usually, go ahead, Heather.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's interesting with clairvoyant, because I think a lot of people, when they start out too, and even when they keep going, and I've asked Spirit about that, the clairvoyance, like, why is that sort of like the big theme that's predominantly what people get? And they've explained to me, because oftentimes, there's no words for certain things. Like we, again, words are human, right? We labels, we associate feelings to certain things. Whereas if it's kind of like that picture carries a thousand words type of thing. Like you can go there and become a part of it versus it just them saying a word. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like you could see a picture of like the beach. Like for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, it invokes so much. So that's kind of the shorthand. You'll see the beach and it's like, it brings up so much for me that I can articulate that the word alone, them just saying it means nothing.
Right, right. And sometimes what I'll get to is, you know, like I'll get an image of like white roses. And I know that for me, that's my symbolism for I'm sorry, because that's just what I get with the white roses. And so I didn't hear them say it, but they'll show me the white roses. So it's funny how, you know, the clairs just work all at once, but sometimes you're not hearing. And so that image is just so profound. But I know exactly what that means. And that means, you know, and I'm sorry. And sometimes too, like with so many images, it's like putting a puzzle together. And so you're trying to navigate and figure out what, you know, what spirit is trying to tell you. So, yeah. So I keep a journal because it took me in the very beginning, I didn't know what some of these things meant for me. And so after, you know, a few years of that, you know, and of course, taking courses and learning and, you know, listening to other mediums as well in their work, it kind of came together. And so now so I keep a journal of these images that I do get. And, you know, after a while, you just know what it means, you know, especially working with spirit, you know, the longer you work with spirit, it just, you know, it's just comes right to you because you've already studied that or you've already had that experience. And so
right.
Sometimes I'll get new images and I really don't know what that means. And so, you know, it's always a learning process, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's a couple images that they would show. And even now I'm like, why? You show me this all the time, but I'm not getting it. Like, what does this mean? And there's a deeper meaning. And it's funny, but they know how I work because I am analytical. So I almost like it to be like a not obvious, like them say something. So, it's interesting. There's some that it takes a little bit longer. I'm like, oh, that's new. Like, what's this one? So, it's funny. I'm kind of a nerd. So I created an Excel spreadsheet and did like categorize them. And that was my spiritual dictionary. So yeah, I've actually got like, I kind of, you know, got to get organized. So yeah, that's, I would make those references to what that meant every time I would see it. And then if it's unknown, I'll say, okay, it's kind of a new one and it's open space. So they'll have to kind of fill me in on what that is. So, so it's fascinating how everyone works so differently. I think, oftentimes, and I've done a lot of classes, as I know you have as well. And a lot of times people are like, oh, wow, should I be getting that too? Is this how you do it? No. Everyone is very different. They know, spirit knows your heart. They know your soul. They know who you are and the way that you best work, especially guides. Like when we talk about guides, I think that's why it's important for people to understand that guides are, they come to you and they know who you are. And a lot of times that's why family, sometimes I'll do readings for people that they want to focus on their life here and that doesn't, they don't necessarily want to come in to talk about them, but they'll come in because they're guides, because they've lived with them in this life and they know of them, you know, and how they act and who they are. And so oftentimes they'll know the best way in which to communicate with that individual. So I let them come in and simply get to the point. I don't have an app on those ones. I don't have to spend a lot of time validating because they're like, look, I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about them. So yeah,
right.
it's very interesting. The process. I think everyone's very different and just kind of understanding that everyone has to kind of build their own. It's like learning, right? We all learn very differently and it's the same thing. It's learning a new language and trying to understand that way in which we connect with spirit. So it's fascinating. Everything you said, I can resonate with. I mean, I don't know that I have anything else to add to that. So it's pretty, pretty much the same thing. So, and everyone, you know, everyone has different things that they use in which to enhance their mediumship. Some use crystals, some use incense, cards, whatever it is, whatever works for you. It's one of those things you just know if it resonates. And the other thing I'll say is what may resonate now may not resonate tomorrow. So I'm starting to get back into more cards. To me, I used those when I was a kid. So I really kind of put them away. And when I started connecting with spirit directly and getting really good information from them, I put aside the cards because I don't really feel like I need to. But now I'm coming back to them because it's going back to what they were telling me about the images. There's some images that maybe I haven't seen, but the image on the card can show me and help me understand things in a different way. So think of it like every time I go on a vacation, oh my gosh, I experience so many more things. And I tell you, every time I have a reading after a vacation, Spirit gives me a ton of like new inspiration from that vacation and the feelings, the thoughts, all of those things come up. Because it's a new frame of reference that I didn't have. Like I went to New York and oh my gosh, because I've done a lot of readings for people that they had lost someone in 9/11, and the references that I have, like I had gotten a lot of references, but the references I have now versus when I had before I went to New York, you know, and it was a part of that, it's insane. So that's kind of the way I look at it. You just have, you know, those different references and you have to figure out which one works best for you. So we'll see. I guess we'll see what references we get tonight. Maybe we'll get some new ones, huh? So are you ready to jump in then, Tina?
I sure am. I am ready.
All right, perfect. We will go ahead and start. We've got area code 856. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
I was wondering what you might see around me for career, maybe.
Okay. Are you in the process of like transitioning or something? Is that?
Well, I am on a I'm on a contract, and I'm just wondering. I would eventually like to get something more steady. I'd like to get a house eventually, and I just feel like I can't get my home until I get something more steady.
Yeah. Okay. So from my perspective, what I'm getting, I feel like, the first thing I want to just tell you is I do feel like there's opportunities coming for you, but I also feel like there's something like, you know, I actually had this conversation with a friend the other day because a lot of times we ask a question that we need the answer to something different. And so I feel like I want to talk about just in general with you. I feel like there's this sort of thing that if you could focus on this thing in life, that it would sort of fix the issue with the job and whatnot. And I feel like I want to, if this doesn't serve you, don't take it. But I feel like there's this feeling around just overall confidence and feeling like the sense of worthiness. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I want to talk about that. I know the question you asked, but that's Spirit's like, you know, and they don't, it all plays into your circumstances. So I feel like I need to focus and talk to you about the feelings that you have in terms of when you look in the mirror, what you see. And I get, like, as I'm connecting with your energy, I get a little emotional, and I don't have to go there right now to, you know, what I'm getting. But I feel like I want, all I can tell you is you are very smart. You underestimate yourself. Do you understand that?
I do and I don't. So, I know what you're saying. I get that.
Yeah, and at the core of who you are, like, you have all the skills. It's interesting because you know your value in terms of, like, you know that you could be doing so much more from a career perspective because you've proven yourself out, but it's that feeling of stepping into that power fully and being able to look in the mirror and say, I am. You know, it's kind of like that. Like that SNL skit, you know, I am, I forget the one where it's like, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. It's that feeling of like really being able to own how amazing you are. And I'll speak, you know, I'll speak about that. We all struggle with that, I think, to some extent, right? I mean, it's, I think we'd be lying if we didn't. But I think it's, and I don't know what it is, too. There's just something about that. But I feel for you because I feel similar to you in terms of the energy. And oftentimes it's not about, because you've, the other thing I'll say, too, is you've seen, you work with people that you've seen them sort of advance in ways that it's like, that I actually could do the job better and I have better skill sets. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like you've seen that in your career. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the why behind what you're seeing there is because those people fake it till they make it. And I'm telling you, some of the people that can go in that really don't have the skills, half the skill sets that you do, confidence that they exude, unfortunately sometimes carries them to the finish line where with you it might be holding you back. So that's all I'm saying. I do see that that's something that you can work on. I do feel like that's an area of opportunity for you. And I think if you focus on that, on yourself, those things will naturally come as a result of that. So that would be what I want to say to you. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. I mean, you're not, what you're telling me, I know. I just don't know how to feel that level of confidence.
That is the hard part, right? Yeah, it's easier said than done. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning, that, you know, when and I'll say this out loud, when I do readings, this is where I'm saying my mediumship has shifted because when people come to me and say, you know, am I going to date this guy? Am I going to get this job? I'm kind of spirits like, that's not the question they should be asking. Let's talk about something different. And so I am shifting to being more of like the Jillian Michaels, so to speak, of mediumship and saying, you know what, you got to show up and do the work too. But I understand that there's some things that's difficult, right, of the confidence. That's what I was saying at the beginning. I struggled with that for years. That's why I dimmed my light. But I think I also feel like do you have a dynamic with your father? Is that correct? I feel like I want to talk about a man in your life. I don't know so let me say it this way. If it was not your father, it was a husband or a spouse that acted like a father. Do you understand that?
It's my father. Definitely have that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that is like when I go to the core of what the issue, what's the why, I want to talk about that relationship. So that I could go like a whole nother hour and I want to be respectful of everyone's time here, but that's like explore that space and therein lies your healing. So,
well,
Tina, I don't
know
if you're getting anything. Go ahead.
The head. So the head, my head already knows what you're talking about. But the heart doesn't follow what the head knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know. Believe me, I get it. You're right on target. You're really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all spirit. That's, you know, that's the intent I said. So it's all coming from spirit without a doubt. I'm just the medium. I don't know, Tina, if you're getting anything else, if you want to add to that. I mean, with your Reiki, you might be able to kind of understand a little bit of how to bridge the gap between the head and the heart, because I understand what she's saying.
First of all, I wrote down a bunch of things, and I wrote that I was getting as you guys were talking. So, Laura, would you understand Have you been trying to seek, because I just see like you applying to a lot of different jobs, different jobs. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, I had been, yes, and I still keep getting calls and that for jobs, and I don't know, this contract that I'm on is supposed to go for about 11 months or so. I don't know if it's going to work out. I hope it does.
Right.
No.
The word I wrote down was you're feeling just this instability. So it's kind of like this, you know, you're standing on this, it's like the, how do I describe it? What they were showing me is you're standing and like the ground falls from out from under you, just this instability, like you're not standing on your own 2 feet. That's what I'm trying to express here. And I feel like it felt like this is something that's coming from your history, because I was just seeing like you in your younger years and just feelings of, rejection with jobs and not having that confidence. Would that make sense to you? Because that's what I'm picking up on your energy. Would that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. The other word I wrote down was creativity, that you have a very creative side. So Spirit's just wanting me to just let you know that they see all your efforts, but they also want you to tap into the creative part of you, and that is going to open up your heart, and have that connection to your heart and mind, and it's actually going to like soothe and heal your soul, is what they're saying. So to dab into some of the creative parts of yourself. The other thing I wrote down was paralegal. Would you understand that? Anything to do with legal?
I mean, I took a class in college years ago in business law, but that was just one semester. And then I was training some lawyers a few years back on software. But other than that, I don't know what they mean by that.
I feel it's kind of like stepping outside of your comfort zone, stepping outside of the box, so to speak. And I see you taking some courses, to go into that field. I really do. So it's kind of like a new job opportunity for you once you get that schooling, because that's what I wrote this down, paralegal, and circled it. If I could show you my notepad here, because that's the big hit that I was getting on you, that you had a connection with that. So that might be something that you want to think about, and just go inside of yourself and just think about those things. And the other thing I kept seeing were palm trees, and I know you live in New Jersey, but I feel like there's a connection to either South Carolina or North Carolina. I'm not sure if you have family out there, but I felt like maybe there's like a move in the future.
You're something else, because I've been thinking I would love to move to the Carolinas.
Oh, that's awesome. Don't you love it when Spirit gives you that, That's so funny. They're funny. Yeah. So that might be something, they're confirming. So the feelings that you're getting and the thoughts of that you're getting, they're confirming that for you. And, they're cheering you on. And so the sky's the limit. You just have to make, those choices for yourself. And again, I see moving out of that comfort zone, having that creativity. I still see paralegal, some schooling, and I do see a move for you. And I see it in a warmer climate with the palm trees. And I got North Carolina or South Carolina. So, and that's what Spirit is giving me.
Oh, that's great. How soon on that? Are they telling you how soon?
It feels like it's because they gave me the number 12, so I know that it's what they mean by that is going to be a year plus. And so, with the schooling that you might do, so I'm trying to see what they're, let me just hang on one second here. Yeah, they're shaking their head and they're saying, yeah. So over a year's time, but less than two. Does that make sense? Would you understand that? Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of changes. Okay.
Oh, so maybe I finish out this contract, and then I'll be, after the contract's over, I'll be moving down to South Carolina or North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's great, because I've been wanting to move there.
And that's awesome. And then, another thing that I'm just going to say is that confidence is so hard, because we are, we're human, and it's really hard to, I mean, we all struggle with that confidence. And, just pat yourself on the back. You've worked really hard. You've gone through a lot of things. And you know what? Just have that belief in that, in yourself, and that confidence, and just work on that, every day. And when you look, like, Heather was saying, look in the mirror. And, you are a wonderful, wonderful lady, and you can do a lot, or anything that you put your mind to, you know,
oh,
and you just gotta believe in yourself.
Yeah, I know, I do. You know, I did want to mention one thing. I have a lot of objects that move in the apartment, and it's been going on for years. Last week, a gallon jug of water moved off my counter while I was sitting in the kitchen, in the living room, and it was in the kitchen. And I'm just wondering who's around me that keeps moving things around. If you might pick up on that at least. I don't know. Are you getting anything?
I'm sensing like a male energy. I feel like it's I feel like a older male energy. That's kind of what I'm getting. I feel like it's like almost like a grandfather. Yeah, that's right.
That might be my grandfather.
So, he's got kind of thinning hair at the top. He just seems like he's kind of a funny guy like that. Like he likes to mess around. He's got an interesting personality. It's nothing harmful. I think, it's interesting. I think sometimes too, like when people are open to that, you'll get what you're open to. Like spirit's not going to cross the bounds and create situations. Like I'll give a good example with Eric, you know, Tina and I both, you know, we're part of the channeling Eric crew. There's a lot of us on this, channel that are, and, He's messed with me a lot, and there's a couple times I'm like, Eric, I'm a mom. Like, I need you to not, like, displace my phone. Like, certain things are not okay. So he's backed off a lot on certain things because I'm like, I got to keep my life straight right now. It's too much. So so they won't cross the bounds. So what I'm saying is if you're open to it, you'll get it. But if you say, look, stop, it will stop. Trust me. So it's entirely up to you if you want to. You know, so
yeah,
but it's always fun, said, you know.
I won't say anything unless they keep it up because he tends to keep going if I don't say anything out loud. So then I'll say something like, knock it off, or I'll say, what do you want? Why are you, you know, and then he does stop. He does. But last week when he knocked the gallon of jug off the counter, I was not too pleased about that because it broke open and I had to clean up. Gallon of water off the floor.
Yeah, you could send. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, just set those boundaries and it'll be all good. So, well, good luck with your situation and please call in and let us know how it's going. But definitely do some mirror work there. I think that would be helpful to you as well.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
So thanks, Laura.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye. You too.
All right. Let's see. We've got the next caller, area code 561. Hi, caller. What's your name? And where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi.
And what can we help you with?
I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to a career and a move for me, please?
Okay. Are you getting anything, Tina, on this one? I feel like I need to stand down for a second on this one.
I'm still trying to tune in here.
Okay. Okay. Just really quickly, are you? I don't know if you do something with the schools or teaching or something about that, but is there something with that, Stacey? And I feel like I don't know if you're looking also to do a switch from that, or is there something around schooling that you're doing?
No, I want to go back to school.
Okay, got it. This feels like it would be a switch for you in the sense of like there's a little bit of a fear or something of like, oh my gosh, this is completely different, or there's a big change. Okay. So I think it's interesting because I feel like I feel like you want to go there, but I feel like there's definitely a resistance from you. And if you're not aligned on those things, it won't happen. Is there also, is there a concern around like, it feels like, I mean, it goes without saying, right, but it feels like there might be a concern around the financial aspect of it as well, and being able to manage all of those things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there also someone that you're sort of indirectly supporting? I don't know if you have a daughter or something. I feel like there might be someone outside of your circumstances that you are, there's some sort of influence there as well?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. It feels like there's someone else that relies upon you from a financial perspective. So, I would say that, I think for you, if you want to do that, that opportunity is absolutely available to you. But I just feel like you have to align yourself fully. I don't think you're fully bought into it is what I'm feeling. I don't feel like you're fully bought into that's the right thing to do. So if you're asking if you can and will you, the opportunity is there, but the will is within you through the free will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also do see that there's something creative about you as well. I feel like it's like, do you do those adult coloring books?
No, I do like the gift baskets, and I'm like always, you know, like one man's junk is another's treasure, and you turn it into a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I like unusual.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I'm always creating something.
Good. I feel like when I step, like, can I just tell you, so this might be your answer here. When I feel like I talk about school, my energy is low, and I lit up when I started feeling about, like, all of this creative stuff that you do. So all I can say is if you're looking for the path where you'll be happy and not necessarily the one that your mind tells you will yield you the financial results you're looking for, go with the happy path and do the passions, because I feel like there's an opportunity for you to make money in that space versus having to, like, well, society or, you know, history tells me that I must do X, Y, and Z in order to be financially independent. That's not the way of the world, and it's shifting.
Right.
So just know that. So I just need to tell you that. So I feel like follow the passions, and because I literally, like, my energy changed when I connected with your passion. So go in that path for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Stacey, hi. I kept picking up on makeup. I don't know if you have been wanting to get into makeup or anything like that, but I could just see, I just saw images of you like at a salon or a spa, just applying makeup and maybe even doing hair, because I just kept seeing people with, like, poofy hair, so it was just really funny to see that. So I don't know if that's something that you've ever considered, you know, to get into, but, you know, it's along the lines of what Heather was saying about that creative side, and so I don't know if you've thought about that, though, because I really think that you'd be really good at it. I really do feel like you would. The other thing I kept picking up on was for a move, I don't know where you're located, but I feel like I got two images. One of them was like the Chicago area, like being in a city, and then the other thing I got was stay right where you're put. And so it was like, nope. When I saw that, I was like seeing tall buildings in the city, and it was hysterical. So it may be.
Well, I live in West Palm Beach, so.
Okay.
We're
so
surrounded,
maybe,
but I'm trying to go to the woods somewhere, peace and quiet in nature.
I don't blame you. I live in the woods and I love it. So.
Yeah, you know, you're surrounded by neighbor, and people aren't neighborly anymore. And I like the outdoors and planting and stuff. So if given the opportunity, to the woods.
Yeah, I do too. So, well, good. Good. So you know what you want as far as your living space, right? And
right.
So, I just kept getting creative. I just kept getting makeup. I don't know why.
You know what?
That's what spirit was showing me.
Not the I would like to go like the holistic, tranquil thing, but I don't think I would venture too much into makeup. I would do like cranial, like, you know, the relaxation and stuff. I was always like massage therapy, but go in a different aspect of it. So, like holistic therapy.
Yeah, you know what might be, well, Reiki. Have you ever thought about doing Reiki?
No, I'm drawn to that stuff. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, what if I'm drawn to that kind of stuff, but I've never ventured out like, oh, let me go learn. But that might be, that's close to the holistic thing too. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, keep your mind open. That might be something, you know, you may be drawn to, and if not, no, then it's not. But, yeah, I kept seeing, like, a salon atmosphere.
My friend opened a salon, and I said, okay, the next one, I want to be a partner with you.
Oh.
There you go.
Remember,
there
I
we
said
go.
That 2 weeks ago. And I went there today also. I'm like, the next one, I want to be a partner.
Oh, yeah. That's hysterical. Yeah, that's why I keep seeing that, because that's just what they keep showing me.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Are you picking up anything else, Heather?
Nice. No, the only other thing I was going to say is I feel like with you, Stacy, there's something about you that's a straight shooter, and I feel like there's – I feel like in your relationship sometimes I don't know if you don't always state the obvious because some people aren't ready to hear it, but I feel like there may have been a point in time in your life where you did, and it's like, fine,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to say anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you see the
yeah.
big picture, and like you see it, and you're like, I can't help you with your life. You need to fix yourself. And so I
yeah.
get that energy from you. And so
right now,
we can
ask
when you guys
to someone.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to
say that again. No, you're good. So when you were talking about cranial and stuff, all I'm telling you is I feel like the path you're going down is sort of undefined, and it's sort of a hybrid of something that doesn't exist today. Because I feel like there's something about you, you have the capability in which to speak the truth that others either don't see or don't want to know right now, but you have there's going to be something about you, and you have a different way of doing it. So it's undefined right now. So like if I had to tap in to say, here's X, Y, and Z, I don't think there's a word for it because it's not something that has really been defined. So keep doing what you're doing, but you're really tapped in, like you get it. And some people, the other thing I'll say is they don't always see it the way you do. And so, know
yeah.
that they're not pushing you away and saying like you don't know what you're talking about. When they say they don't get it or they don't know. You do. And so you have a way of seeing things differently. And so the only thing I would say is there's going to be an opportunity for you to refine that further and better communicate and help people, but in a more softer way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mhm. Because it's
okay.
The reason I asked about the questions I did, it's like I have done something for so long. And, you know, like people make these New Year's resolutions and goal. And I said, this year I'm not going to make any because I do not know what it is I want to do. And I keep praying and I'm like, I don't know, Lord, which way to go. Could you, like, guide me? Because I'm at a crossroads, and I literally do not know where to go. My daughter left home last year. So for the first time in 18 years, 19 years, I'm by myself. I did my part as a mom, still am. But it's like I feel lost, and it's not because I'm not motivated or not trying to do anything. I literally feel lost. And I'm like, at this stage of the game in life, but I just think I want to go somewhere completely different. Completely.
Yeah,
my
I agree.
Boss just told her the 31st would be the end. And I just did not want to deal with her and her BS anymore. And on the first, this woman had the audacity to call my phone, and I just blocked her. I'm done. Literally. Done.
That's,
you know,
yeah,
I,
that's your
I know
soul.
My worth.
Yeah. Yep. You're pulling away from that that no longer serves you. And so good for you. And I think it's that
and it drains your energy.
Okay,
so
like,
you, I have to love,
yeah.
do the self-love. And that's where I'm going. And people think I'm crazy. I'm not.
No.
I'm just done. You get to the point and tired of being,
you
know, this little. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Honor the path that you're on.
Thank you, ladies.
Keep going down this creative path. Yeah, absolutely. Good luck to you. Please let us know. Keep in touch.
Definitely. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Looking at, we've got, all right, let me bring in area code 703. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea. And what can we help you with tonight?
Well, I'm just trying to pick up, maybe you see some travel for me in the next couple months. I tried out for a TV show, so I'm wondering if I'm going to get the call back for the next round.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you – it's interesting. Before you said that, I was seeing a shuffling in terms of residence. Is this a situation where you might have to be in, like, multiple places in order to fulfill this?
It's possible because the next round is in California.
Yeah, because I don't feel – I feel like there's going – yes, so I feel good about that because I feel like – it's interesting. So my friend or my daughter, her friend does some acting and she has to go to live in. And I was seeing her having to go out into California to do the acting and stuff. So I feel really good about it, actually. I feel like there's something to where you are going to be in both places. And I feel like it's really good for you. I feel like you and I feel like you're already starting to see signs of this. And so you can validate if this is true or not. But I feel like you're already there's certain things that are starting to shift in your world, like people you're meeting that it's like, wow, your world is opening up in a way it's never opened up before with people and experiences. Does that make sense?
I've tried out 6 times, and this particular time I went to New York, and I got to be interviewed by the people, like the crew of America's Got Talent. So that's never happened before.
Oh, see. Yeah, no, your world, like, I'm getting chills as you're talking about it. It's like your world is on fire right now. Like, you're lit right now. I just feel really, really, really good about it. People, circumstances. So the only thing I'm going to tell you is I don't feel it's not going to go, let's say it this way. It's not going to go the way that you're going to expect it to go. It's going to go even better. But a lot of times that feeling of, like, you know, actually, I heard this on the radio today, and it's coming up for you. You know that the song by Garth Brooks, God's Greatest Gifts Are Unanswered Prayers? I just need to tell you that. Like, things aren't going to go exactly the way that they're going to you expect them to. I think they'll go even better. So I feel really, really good about what you've got coming in front of you. It's some really good stuff.
You talked about the signs. I went to New York City, then I went to Florida, and then I went to North Carolina, and the next one's California. I kid you, within 5 minutes, the license plates of all those cities were, like, right in front of me.
Yeah. No, that's just – yeah, I'm getting chilled as you're saying.
Yeah.
Spirit's just saying, look, it's happening. You're going down this path. Things are lining up. But I also have to acknowledge for you, you've done – I feel like I want to go back 3 to 5 years. I feel like you've done a lot of self-work. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, they want to honor you because you have absolutely shown up and done the work. So the other thing I'm going to say, and I want to say this for everyone, is that, you know, oftentimes we want to sort of like fix our life or figure out what we can do to break through the blockage. But it's like hiring a personal trainer but not showing up to the gym. You got to show up. You got to do the work. And
right.
Spirit is acknowledged.
You do.
They are just, yeah, absolutely. And so I want to acknowledge you, but Spirit is like, let her know this is happening because you've shown up and done the work in life. So kudos to you. Like, I'm giving you a bow right now. Like, amazing job. Excited for you. You're going to have to let us know what happens. I'm so excited.
Well, it was America's Got Talent, and I perform music in sign language because I can't sing with my voice, so I tell people I sing with my hands.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's awesome. I was going to say show us, but you
can't.
Maybe
you can
try, right?
I have YouTube videos. It's called Dancing Hands is my YouTube video.
Dancing Hands. I love it.
Write that down.
I'm going to check you out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
the last time
when I went to Florida, this is the third time I saw the same producer, and she says, "Thanks for bringing props." And she goes, "I do remember you." I mean, how many people go through America's Got Talent year after year, and how are you going to remember some person from years ago? You won't. But she remembered me from two times ago. So it's got to say something.
Wow. Yep. Oh, trust me, it does. Yeah, absolutely. Tina, I don't know what you're getting, but I'm like skies, you know, it's, I wouldn't say sky's the limit because I put the limit on it, but it's like upward and onward. Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yeah, I just get, Andrea, your energy is, it's just, I'm seriously buzzing here. You're just so high vibe. So I'm feeling, like literally feeling it through the phone. It's incredible. I know, Heather, you can feel that too. So it's, and the other thing they were showing me, I just kept seeing planes going back and forth. So I'm going to my left and to my right and back and forth. And I don't know if it's going to be in San Diego, but I did write San Diego down for the show, but in that vicinity. So you'll have to let me know.
It's in LA.
It's in LA. Okay. I wrote San Diego down. The other thing that Spirit kept telling me is you're going to get a lot of messages in your dreams. Okay. And so to pay attention to your dreams, keep a journal, you know, beside your bedside and just write down everything because they're going to communicate with you through your dreams. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted for me to let you know that, but yeah, this feels very exciting, very good. Enjoy it and, you know, play around with it. I mean, this is just a wonderful opportunity for you and your confidence is right on. It is. It's just spot on. So kudos to you. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Most of those things, all those pictures from my trip are on my vision board in my living room.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That spirit.
You manifest it.
You're telling me do your vision board. You know, I know. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. Okay, I heard. So thank you for that message because they were on me just before the call. I'm like, okay. Absolutely. Good for you. I'm so excited. Please let us know. I'm going to check out your Dancing Hands videos.
Okay. Well,
thank you for
calling. If you punch in Flo Rida, my house, there's me with the white jacket on, like a little white thing, and that's who I am. So that's how you find me.
Okay. Perfect.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Well, thank you.
Good luck, Andrea. Yeah, let us know, please.
Okay. I will, for sure. Thank you.
Have a good night. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right. Okay. Let's see. Let's bring in. Are you ready for another one, Tina?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. We've got someone from my hometown here of Denver. So it looks like area code 720. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hey, Heather. It's Juliana.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good. You know what's so funny? I was about to hang up and I'm like, I think the show's over. And then I was like, no, I really want to listen to the end of this. So, because I got something
that's good. Good,
yeah.
good.
And
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you were able to call in.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. I'm glad
you
that you were
awesome.
Able to call in. So what?
Thank you.
Yeah, what?
What
can we help with?
So I'm doing a lot of self-work, and just kind of interested in looking at my job, you know, what I'm doing right now. And my goal is to do more of the natural medicine and intuition. So kind of just an overview of where I'm at and developing my own abilities to do, I guess where I'm starting with my intuitive abilities as well. So I don't know, just whatever you feel would be helpful.
Okay. So you know, for you, I see the self-work, and I think that's really important for you. It's interesting because I have to tell you, like, when I started this and, you know, connecting and everything, there was a lot of things that were still undefined. And so when I was doing what I was doing, asking Spirit, tell me where I'm supposed to be, it's like the other caller that we just had. Like, I can't tell you what it is because it doesn't quite – it's sort of undefined, and it's going to be unique to you. But I will tell you, the self-work that you're doing is so critical. I also feel like there's something with you, and I want to connect. There's something about connecting with people in different stages in their life, and I want to talk about young, and I want to talk about old. So I feel like in particular, do you have a connection with elderly people? I just feel like there's something about, like, I see you almost like looking into their eyes, and there's something about that process that helps you understand things on a deeper level. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Say yes. Because I'm fascinated in learning about other people and their journeys and what they've gone through. And where I work, I do work on an adolescent unit, and then I work on the units where there's people that are, you know, in their older years, not so much geriatric. But it fascinates me because I do look at that and I wonder what their life was like and how did they get to be where they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be, I feel like for you, and again, this is, it feels like it's not something I can define because I haven't quite experienced it, but I feel like if you can, there's going to be something unique about the position that you're in that you can look at. If you look at people in the, you know, they talk about the, you know, the morning of their life and the dawn of their life. I feel like there's something within that space that you're going to help kind of create an understanding and awareness for people of having worked with people at both phases of their life and the things that you take back and learn from that process, because you're going to deal with people that at the beginning that are, you know, really fighting for their lives or going through certain things that, you know, and then the people at the end that are, have such a different awareness around things. It just, it feels very unique, but feels really good and inspiring. And the stories, the other thing I'm getting to, do you write? Because I feel like there's going to be, I could see a book coming out of this and your experiences through this process and about how life and the appreciation of that from young to old.
I love to write, and people have always told me they love my writing, which is a blessing. So
okay.
I do want to get back into writing.
Yeah, I see you writing a book. Like, seriously, I see, like, the first thing is something, there's a book coming, and it's talking about your experiences through this process because you're taking it through a different lens. So the other thing that's important for you to understand is that a lot of people, you know, I feel like there's an emergence of people coming into this space in different modalities, be it, you know, corporate America, be it like the doctor that told my daughter that she's basically a psychic. It's happening. There's an emergence that's coming. And for you to be able to write and speak about that from a nurse's perspective, you know, dealing with that, you're just going to shine some light. And that's huge for someone who's in the Western, you know, medical space to be able to bring that perspective. Your words will have a lot on people. I feel like it's a really good thing for you. So,
okay.
And I'm sorry, one other thing I just want to say really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just going to say I question it because my heart is more with the naturopathic work and the intuitive, yet I feel like maybe this is a stepping stone to eventually my own.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I think one of the things that Spirit's going to put you through is sort of they do it with everyone. You do it all, right? And then through that process, you learn what it refines. Just it's exactly what I was talking about when we started this call. The medium that I am, that I started, is not the medium I am today, and I'm thankful for that. But I had to go through that process because I understand I want to approach things from a different perspective and help people on a different level than I was able to when I first started this. So that's, if that makes sense, that's what I'm saying to you. So it's going to shift. So the way that it starts will not be the way that it ends, but it's a really good thing because we grow and learn over time, and Spirit gives you more and helps you better. Because it's a dance, right? They're not going to say, this is what you should be doing. Your soul is going to go through that journey to understand what you do and don't want to do. The other thing I want to tell you, there's something about I don't know if it's a wind chime. There's something like a thing that you hang up, and I have to talk about that for you. There's something. Do you have something that you hang up? It's like, I don't know if it's a dream catcher, a wind chime, or something. There's something that you hang up, and I feel like you need to pay attention to that. Do you have this around?
Not currently, no. I'm not sure what that would be.
Okay. Don't forget it, because this is a message. So a lot of times Spirit will give me a message of something that's coming to validate everything I just said. So don't forget it and let me know. But I feel like just pay attention. There's going to be something like out of nowhere, a wind, and there's like this wind chime or something that just goes crazy. And it's going to be at a moment where you hear a message. So just don't forget that.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So, Gina, I don't know if you got anything different.
Pretty much the same thing, but the other two things that I wrote down was, but before I get into that, I completely agree with you, Heather. There's no, Spirit's not defining. It's almost like they're leaving everything just like wide open. And so, you know, with Juliana, she can go in this direction, go in that direction, but it's a matter of her coming into her heart and feeling, you know what I mean, what she resonates with. And so the only two things that I wrote down was, which was interesting, was quantum touch. I don't know if you've ever thought about learning about that, you know, but that's a great healing modality. And especially like for people like at the end of life, that is something that is quite interesting and quite profound. It's absolutely beautiful. And just, you know, helping others cross over. Because that's what I'm seeing too. So it was kind of like in alignment with, you know, with what Heather was saying. And the other thing I was getting, I just kept hearing like, you know, the singing bowls, the sound bowls. So I was getting that. Yeah. So you're connected to that as well. So I feel like there's like a bunch of all, you know, all at once. So I can't really define exactly what it is for you, but these are the images that they're showing me. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, if you've thought about that, but that's what Spirit's giving me.
Well, I have a good friend in California. She's an intuitive and a medium, and she does the singing bowls.
Okay.
But maybe it's because I'm very eclectic, being a nurse and then a naturopathic doctor and then wanting to go the intuitive route. So I don't know, maybe it's just like being eclectic with what I do. I don't know, that's where I feel confused. I'm like, how do I get this going? But I think it's just because I have so many different interests. But I think working on myself lately, I started to fine tune that I do like to work with emotional trauma and the soul level. So, and I just pulled off my shelf Hands of Light, and I took Reiki previously, so wanting to develop more of that sensitivity in my hands.
Okay. There's also another healing modality. It's called IEG. It's Integrated Energy Therapy. And you might want to just, you know, to read about that as well. It's a little bit different from Reiki. But I do know a lot of practitioners that are actually certified in both. And they both have, they're both a little bit different, and they have great benefits. And when you do it together, it's even stronger. So it's really interesting if you want to look that up.
Oh, my gosh, I've never heard
that. You resonate. Yeah.
I definitely will.
Okay. That's what I have for you, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank
you're
you guys.
So welcome.
I'm glad you were able to get.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we got
all
excited
there.
I'm so glad you were able to call in and get that. But yeah, just know that it's gonna be twists and turns a little bit. I think, you know, my reference to this and what I feel like I need to say to you is, it's not necessarily about picking a path or picking a lane. I think oftentimes when you go to college, like, okay, what's your major? Declare your major, you know, da 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 da. We're here to learn. And so as long as you're learning, you're good. Like you may pick up a book and you know, start down a path and, you know, this is what I'm going to do. But I guess I would just say be open, be fluid with the process, mm-hmm. because where you'll end up is highly not likely what you think you will. And that's okay. Because like where I'm at today is I would have never in my life, but it all worked out. I feel good about where I'm at this moment. And that's part of the journey, right? Just embrace the journey. And you're going to learn a lot about who you are and what you hold of value and what means something to you through this process. And that's all good. So
very true.
So good for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Have a good night. And maybe we'll connect soon at some point. So good luck to you, Juliana.
Thank you so all much. Right. I will definitely be in contact.
You're welcome. You. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, so I think we're at time here, Tina. If you're good, it's probably a wrap up here. And thank you, okay. Tina. I know that you're also dealing with some stuff in your family as well, and thank you for showing up. I really appreciate that and the way that you're able to help the callers that call in. That just, you know, it's just thank you. And I would say if everyone can, you know, say a little, send some loving prayers and good vibes to Tina and John with what, you know, the circumstances, what's going on, that'd be fantastic. So thanks, Tina. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Heather.
I'm so glad that you're on. Yeah. I'm so, so thankful that you're on hosting with me. It's such an honor. I just have to say that. So I want to thank you for that. All right. So I just, you know, thanks for all the callers that called in, and I apologize for those that are waiting that weren't able to get through, but we will be on again next week. And next week we are going to be having Angela from Mystic Moon on. She has a YouTube channel, and she's fantastic. I have to tell you, just a little sneak peek. She gave me, like, talking about cards and getting back into them. Oh my gosh, her cards are freaking amazing. And Mystic Moon Oracles. Oh my gosh, they.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm speechless. Yeah, I can't put them down. And I generally, like, I'm just generally not attracted to cards that much. And this is like, anyway, so. She'll be on next week, and we'll be talking to her about some amazing stuff and then taking your guys' calls as well. So just want to thank everyone again. And lastly, if for anyone who wants to get a hold of Tina, you can reach her at messagesofcomfort.com. And myself, Heather Filona, you can reach me at heatherfilona.com. I've also got a Facebook page. And for anyone who maybe missed the show or maybe want to listen to some of the prior shows, I've also got a YouTube channel where I stick all of these archives out there. So feel free to go peruse and listen to some past ones. And if you're drawn to anything, maybe the message is for you. So I always go, I don't know about you, Tina, but I think I always go into the intent with every show to the greater good for all involved. And so what that means is I may be giving a message to someone on the call that I'm actually talking to, but I feel like others can take that message. That's my intent. And so for those
absolutely.
That didn't get through tonight, I firmly believe that there's something that was said. If you're ready and willing to receive it, it's for you. So take that message and run with that. So awesome. Well, thanks again, Tina, and we'll do it again next week. And thanks, everyone. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you again next week.
Okay, see you soon.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.